With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Trump administration says yes. A Washington, D.C. official says no. And the war of words is underway. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a directive issued Thursday evening that DEA boss Terry Cole will assume, quote, powers and duties vested in the District of Columbia police chief. But D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab responded late Thursday that Bondi's directive was, quote, unlawful, arguing that it could not be followed by the city's police force. Schwab wrote in a memo to Chief Pamela Smith, quote, therefore, members of Metropolitan Police Department must continue to follow your orders and not the orders of any official not appointed by the mayor. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
An agreement in Washington to deepen cooperation with federal immigration agents. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
Washington, D.C.'s police chief has issued an order that officers may now share information with immigration agencies.
When they stop people, they find they're illegal, they report them, they give them to us, etc. That's a very positive thing.
The order encompasses information about people not in custody, such as someone involved in a traffic stop or checkpoint. It also states officers may provide transportation for federal immigration employees and a detained subject. The increased federal presence in the nation's capital has been striking, with troops stationed in high-traffic areas, including with Humvees, at Union Station. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are set to hold talks later today in Anchorage, Alaska. They'll be talking, of course, about the war in Ukraine. California Governor Gavin Newsom announcing a special election in the Golden State coming up on the 4th of November. That to approve redrawn districts. Move aims to gain 5 more U.S. House seats for the Democrats in response to a similar GOP effort in Texas. This is SRN News. Well, marriage is still on the table for a lot of Americans.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 73% of single adults ages 18 to 29 said they want to get married someday. 49% of those 30 to 49 also want to tie the knot. The survey goes on to reveal that amongst unmarried people under 50, nearly half would like to have children someday. These numbers come against a backdrop of decades of decline in marriage and childbearing in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim man is going to jail for 10 years after he fired a gun outside a New York synagogue. Mahfoud Al-Qaeda was convicted of firing a shotgun in front of the Temple Israel in Albany earlier this year and trying to tear down an Israeli flag. No one was hurt. John Cercone, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of New York, says the shooting was just like anti-Semitic violence. This is SRN News. Well, authorities in the Northern Caribbean warning of very heavy rains and dangerous swells as Tropical Storm Aaron approached the region. National Weather Service Senior Hurricane Specialist Jack Bevin says Aaron is expected to remain over open waters.
At the present time, the forecast track has the system passing north of the islands, the Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and then by the 5 days, it'll be somewhere to the northeast of the southeastern Bahamas. So in the next 5 days, we are not forecasting any landfall.
A flash flooding triggered by very heavy rains, killing at least 49 people in northwestern Pakistan. Authorities say dozens more are reportedly missing. And sadly, forecasters say the region could get more heavy rain over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com.